Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is 1 Corinthians 3:13. What each one has done will be shown for what it is. That day will make it plain because it will be revealed by fire. This is the word of the Lord. The second coming is reality day. The Holy Spirit says everything that is hidden will be revealed. For instance, Jesus says, "Lo, I'm with you always," and we say, "I can't see him." And pagans say, "He can't see me," as if what hides him now. You know, the whole universe is just infinitesimal particles suspended in an energy web that appears for the moment as a moving earth and rippling waters and a shimmering sky. This paper-thin creation that he himself is holding together by his mere will, as if it were all anything more than the sheer curtain that he's standing behind and that trembles at his word. But when he appears, you know, at Transfiguration, when he let go just a little, the lightning inside him shone through the veil of his body. But that day is going to be transfiguration to infinity. He will let go. And the elements will disintegrate like a burning curtain. The skies will disappear with a roar and every eye will see him. He said, "I'm with you always." That day will make it plain. It'll be the end of ignorance for a whole world of people who had been hoping to stay ignorant for keeps. But everything that is hidden will be revealed. People say that in the long run we're all just part of nature. So what are they going to do when nature disappears and they're still here, suspended, naked, in front of God's eyes? He told us there was nowhere to hide. And that day will make it plain. There won't be any places to hide because there won't be any places. And each one is going to know then how amazingly important every choice they made really was and what it was that they were actually choosing. What each one has done will be shown for what it is. For now, in the present darkness, lust dresses up as love, greed dresses up as caution. But what are we going to see when the costumes get blown away? Now, politically correct speech masks hatred and immorality, and politically incorrect speech masks cruelty and coldness. But what are we going to see when the masks burn away? It will be revealed by fire, when every excuse and every alibi is ashes. Now, so much seems clever because it gets said in clever films. So much sounds smart because it's said by people in smart outfits. And so much seems impressive because it's said in impressive buildings. And so much seems persuasive precisely because it was designed for the sin market. And that day will make it plain. When fire burns up the films, the clothes, the buildings, and all of our costumes and props and scripts, when nobody can act a role anymore, then everyone is going to see himself or herself as he or she really was. The Holy Ghost says, "Wait until the coming of the Lord. He will expose the motives of human hearts." He says, "What was whispered in darkness will be shouted in daylight, and what was texted in secret will be displayed in letters 100 feet high." He says, "People will answer for every careless word they've said," and how many of those careless words will be the prayers they prayed? How many said they were sorry for their sins? What they meant was they were sorry that that sin wasn't allowed. How many said they wanted forgiveness when what they really wanted was permission to sin some more? That day will make it plain. Jesus says he will gather the chaff into his barn, gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Was sin really that serious? I mean, if I'm not bothered by it, if nobody else is bothered by it, does it matter if it bothers God? That day will make it plain. He says, I will repay, and you will know that I am the Lord, and there is no other. That day will be reality day, and it's coming. There is no time to dodge Christ. There is no time to pretend. There's no time for unbelief. Repent and believe. But then the Holy Spirit wrote this verse to people who believe already. He wrote about what each of us, actual Christians, have done for better or worse, which for some of us was better than the rest of us thought. How many unknown, unhonored believers who always seem to be coming back from their last stumble? How many are going to be revealed as spiritual giants who carried loads the rest of us never knew about and carried crosses for Christ they themselves never saw? How many poor Christians, while the rest of us are being patient, while the rest of us are being understanding, while the rest of us are close to rolling our eyes at them? How many are tempted in ways that the rest of us simply aren't tempted? How many are going to be crowned as heroes who battled Satan day after day and held legions of devils pinned down so that the rest of us could be hardly tempted at all and look really good? That day will make it plain. How many who look like spiritual losers here are going to be astonished to hear him say, well done. What each one has done will be shown for what it is. And we do know that the last shall be first. And the first shall be last. St. Paul talks about good works that are made out of straw. He means that they are both phony and flammable, like paper mache. So how much did we do, not out of love, but guilt? Not out of love, but compulsion. How much did we do to be noticed? How much kind talk was just talk? How many gentle words, spiritual words, loving words did we say just to show how gentle, how spiritual, and how loving we were? That day will make it plain. How much of my holiness was a matter of costumes and props and saying my lines? How much of our discipleship is paper mache? You know, we give ourselves time, but there isn't time. We give ourselves one more day before we turn around maybe and really follow him for real, as though days went on forever, but they don't. Jesus says, suppose a servant says, my master will be a long time returning. His master will come on a day and time he doesn't expect. Suddenly, today will be that day. What have I done? I don't know. What's been real? I can't tell. I mean, I know what I've been doing, some of it anyway, but I hardly know it for what it is. What can we do while we can hardly see in this present darkness? What can we do when we still barely understand ourselves? I'll tell you what we can do. We can repent. We can do that. And we can pray, O Christ, Lamb of God, have mercy on me. It seems like such a small thing to do, doesn't it? But on that day, what each has done, including calling out to Jesus Christ, will be shown for what it is. You who have believed in Jesus, you don't know yet what you have done when you cried out to him. But that day will make it plain. We don't know how vast a love has rushed down to enfold us. Christians, do you know what you've done? You have laid hold of what Jesus Christ has done for you. And that day will make it plain when what he has done will be shown for what it is. It is salvation to infinity. The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and then out of the air, as the sky dissolves, disintegrates, and disappears, and you are suspended, body and soul, before the Lord, your righteousness. We know him, but we don't know yet. We know he was nailed to a cross to make us his forever, but who it really was that hung there, bleeding out grace, we don't know yet how strong the hand is that we have grabbed with our baby fingers. But that day will make it plain. The Lord himself will descend. The shepherd, the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, God of God, Light of Light, the bridegroom and the King of Glory will descend from heaven with a shout. And everything that's papier-mâché about me will get blown away by his solar wind. We shall be free. He says, on that day, though your sins were searched for, they shall not be found. Because long before that day, all your sins really are paid for and erased and deleted forever. And that day will make it plain. And so with everything that's wrong in us now, it shall disintegrate, dissolve, and disappear. That day will be reality day. And only what was real about you will remain. And we hardly know what that is. But Christian, he says that we've been born again from heaven. I don't look it. But that day will make it plain. He says you are all children of the light and children of the day. We don't look it. But everything that's hidden now will be revealed. The Spirit says what we shall be does not now appear, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, which has got to be impossible, but that day will make it plain. He says, these light momentary trials are not worth comparing with a glory that shall be revealed in you, and that day will make that plain. And all your good works for him. And every real Christian says, what good works? Because you can't see them. But everything that's hidden now will be revealed. And he will rejoice over you with loud singing. Here he is, in the midst of us. Just behind these infinitesimal particles suspended in an energy web that he himself is holding together second by second. And we don't know yet how astonishing a wedding feast God crucified can pay for. We don't know yet how bright a new creation has been rushing towards us in the dark through the night. But it will be revealed by holy fire. And then, what God whispered in the darkness, he will shout in the daylight. You are mine. He says, don't be afraid. I have called you by name. You are mine. And that day will make it plain. Amen.